Morning, everyone. Thanks for coming. So I'll be presenting the performance of fine fetch use under wear stress in three different seasons. For those of you who are familiar with fine fetch use, it's a group of Fetsuga species that have relatively fine leaf textures. They are often considered as a low input turf grass because they need less nitrogen and water to grow. Some of them also have very good drought and shade tolerance, which makes them a perfect grass to put in the mixtures with other grasses. But they also have some limitations. So the poor traffic tolerance, and because of they are slow to grow, and so it takes longer for them to kind of recover from the traffic stresses and also other abiotic stresses. Some fanfetchules are also very susceptible to diseases and insects. So where is one of the two major categories of traffic stress, with the other one being soil compaction, and where is often caused the direct damage to the turf system or to the turf canopy by crushing, tearing, and bruising. So the performance of grass under wear stress might be different, depends on what time of year or what season you apply the wear. So my study here is to look at the performance of fine fetch use species under abrasive wear in three different seasons, autumn, spring, and summer. And the abrasive wear was applied by the Rugged Wear Simulator. Just a brief introduction of this wear machine. So it has some rubber paddles attached to this machine. So when the machine moves forward, those paddles will spin at 200 RPM and cause some tearing and brushing, and also cause a very good thinning on the turf canopy. The upper left picture showing the plots after 0, 8, 16, and 24 passes of the machine within a four-week period. So you can see the machine is pretty aggressive and causes a very good, a decent amount of thinning and bruising on those plots. A little bit background of this study. The trial was seeded in September 2012 on a lawn in North Brunswick, New Jersey. The soil pH is around 6, and soils with sufficient amount of P and K. For the nitrogen application, we did two applications per year. We tried to manage this trial as a low-input trial, so we only put around like less than 45 kilograms per hectare of nitrogen per year. The trial was mowed at 6.4 centimeter weekly and got water to avoid a severe drought stress. Also, we treated preventatively with the pesticide just to control diseases and insects. Experimental design, this is a two-factor split plot design with four applications. The main plot factor being season of wear with three levels, so wear in autumn, spring, and summer. We also have untreated control in this study. I will talk about that in a little bit. We use that in our data analysis. The subplot factor of this study is fine fetch use entries with 10 levels. So we have fine fetch use from six species. Four species with two cultivars, one being a newer or improved cultivar, the other is the old cultivar. We also have two species who only have one cultivar. So here's the list of 10 fine fetch use entries. We have a brewery, which is a brew by heart hybrid. We have a quattro shift fescue. We have two half fescues, with the beacon being the improved or the newer half fescue. We have two chewings, Rita and Cranbra 2. Shoreline and Seabridge GT are the two standard creeping red fescues. And Marvel Garnet are the two strong creeping red fescues. So we started wear simulation in autumn of 2013, and we ended it in summer of 2016. I used year one, year two, and year three to denote the traffic year. It's slightly different than the calendar year. And for the intensity of wear, we are running the machine one pass per week for eight weeks in each wear season. So it got the 8 passes per season. So here is a temperature graph showing the daily air and soil temperature, and also the total rainfall within that traffic period. We can see that summer it got higher both air and soil temperature, and spring and autumn the soil temperature is pretty similar, except for that spring the air temperature is like 1 or 2 degrees Celsius higher than that in autumn. For data collection, we have done both the visual readings and some objective measurement. So we've done a 1 to 9 uniformity reading, 0 to 100 foreignness of turf canopy reading, and we also did a 1 to 9 leaf bruising reading. And we also use a light box to characterize the percent green cover. That's a hue range and saturation range we use for this study. Because of time limitation, I will only be presenting the loss of turf uniformity and leaf bruising data today. So, regards to data analysis, we did a little bit of data transformation for the loss of uniformity because we have found that there are some variations before the traffic simulation, which is caused by other factors, some factors other than traffic, which is really not what we are interested in this study. So we take the uniformity readings from the control and the uniformity readings from the wear, from the plots that are receiving wear, we calculate the differences between those two, and that's the loss of uniformity. Then we analyze this transformed data using a 3x10 split plot design. So this is a NOVA table for the loss of uniformity. There was no season effect until year three, when the summer, there's a greater reduction in uniformity in summer of year three. There was no season effect in year one and two, and there was significant fine fescue effect and significant season by fescue effect in year two and three. And the number in the parentheses is the amount of variation that was explained by that factor. So we can see here the fine fescue effect and the season by fine fescue interactions. Those two factors together, they explain over 80% of the variation in this model. So those two are the most important factors in this study that we find out. So this is a mean of fine fescue entries in year one, since there is no interaction, so we don't need to worry about the season effect. So let me set up this graph here, since the following slide will be pretty similar, slightly different, but they are pretty similar. So on the y-axis, we have the loss of uniformity, and on the x-axis, we have the fine fescue entries. They group by the species, and I will use the same order throughout this presentation. So in the first year, since there was no interactions here, we can see that brewery, quattro, beacon, and radar, those are the four entries that on the top regarding to the uniformity. So here I need to point out that the taller the bar means the more damage of the wear, means the greater reduction in the loss in the uniformity. In the second year, there is a season by entry interaction, so we have to look at the performance of each individual fine fescue in different seasons. So, excuse me. So on the x-axis, we have the season here, and then followed by the fine fescue entries. So I use the same color to denote the fine fescue that's from the same species. So we have the solid bar here means the improved or the newer cultivar, and the bar with the texture is those cultivars are old or existed longer. So here in autumn of year two, there was no significant differences among fine fescues, which means that the performance of those fine fescues is pretty similar. So their response to uniformity is pretty similar. And in spring and summer, we see some separation in spring and summer, but summer is really the season that we see the most dramatic differences or most separation among fine fescue species. One thing I want to point out is those two purple bars. Those two are the strong creeping red fescue, marvel and garnet. So see how they are different in autumn and summer. There was a more reduction in summer after the wear compared to that in autumn. So this species kind of perform differently in different seasons. It's more sensitive to abrasive wear in summer. Regards to the uniformity. Year three, we kind of see the similar pattern. So there's just a little differences among fine fescue entries in autumn and spring. And in summer, it's really the season we see the most separation. And again, these two strong creeping red fescues, marvel and garnet, they got more damage. They lost a lot of uniformity in the summer compared to autumn. Okay, now let's switch gears and look at the leaf bruising of this study. So I use a 1-9 scale to characterize the leaf bruising. So 1 being most severe bruised turf and 9 being no bruising, and 5 is the kind of acceptable level of leaf bruising. So we can see that the season effect, fine fescue effect, and season by fine fescue interactions were significant throughout the study, and all three factors together accounted for over 90% of a variation in the model. And by looking at the main effect means, which the table below, we can see that really in autumn and summer is when the bruising is most severe compared to spring. There's just a minimal bruising issue in spring. So if you want to select fun festivals for bruising tolerance, autumn and summer might be a good season to do that. Again, here's the graph of leaf bruising in year one. So most of the fun festival entries, they had more severe damage regarding to leaf bruising in autumn compared to summer, except for one entry, which is Quattro Shift Fescue. It did pretty well in autumn, and it's the only entry that maintained an acceptable level of bruising in the autumn. But it's still okay during summer, but just compared to itself, it's not as good in summer compared to autumn. So it's kind of interesting to see that this grass is more sensitive to leaf bruising during summer. But overall, this is a very bruising tolerance cultivar. In year two, we're seeing a pretty similar pattern here. So I use those red arrows to denote the entry that had more leaf bruising during summer, and I use the yellow or the gold arrows to denote those entries that had more leaf bruising during autumn. So we can see here the Quattro and two slender creeping red fescue, Shoreline and Seabridge GT, they are more susceptible or more sensitive to leaf bruising during summer. And the chewings, Radar and Crumbar 2, and two strong creeping red fescue, Marvel and Garnet, they are more sensitive during autumn. Third year, the pattern is still, the results are pretty consistent. We didn't see much damage during spring, and in autumn and summer, those three cultivars, the Quattro Shift Fescue and Shoreline and Seabridge GT Standard Creeping Red, they are more sensitive in summer. So, and in autumn, again, it's Radar Chewings Fescue and Marvel and Garnet Strong Creeping Red. Those two are more sensitive during autumn. So this result really tells us bruising is really depends on the what season you apply where. So if you want to look at the bruising, you have to be specific what time of year you are applying the traffic. In conclusion, fun fescues are strongly affected turf uniformity and was dependent on the season of wear. So strong creeping red fescue, they lost more uniformity in summer than autumn, and Quattro, Beacon, Radar, and Garnet, they are consistently had better uniformity than the strong creeping red fescue, Marvel, and Garnet in summer. The uniformity response of Beacon, Aurora Gold, Radar, Crumbra 2, Quattro, and Brewery, they are pretty similar across the season. And greater differences in the uniformity response of fun fescue was typically observed in summer compared to spring and autumn. And autumn is the year we were seeing the least differences. So that gave us a hint that autumn might not be a very good season. If you have to pick out a season to do the traffic work, autumn might not be a very good season to do that since you will not get a very good separation among the fun fescues. They all perform pretty similarly. And for leaf bruising was more evident during autumn and summer than spring. And leaf bruising was also depend on what time of year or the season of where you applied. Quattro Shift Fescue, Shoreline, and Seabridge GT Slender Creeping Red Fescue, those three cultivars were more susceptible to leaf bruising during summer than autumn. And Radar Chewings Fescue, Garnet Strong Creeping Red, and Marvel Strong Creeping Red, those two are on the opposite. They are more sensitive to leaf bruising during autumn than summer. And Quattro was the only one that had minimal or acceptable leaf bruising level during autumn in all 3 years. Beacon Aurora Gold and Brewery and Marvel, they had the least bruising, or they all maintained the leaf bruising at the acceptable level during summer in all 3 years. With that, I'd like to thank USDA and Rutgers University Center for Turfgrass Science for supporting this study. And if I are open to questions. Thank you.
We have time for just one question.
Yes.
Did
Did you take a look at the recovery at all?
We did not. So after we complete the wear simulation, we just took a reading, and we have a 4-week interval between each seasons, and we did the pre-wear reading, so we can kind of think of that as a recovery, but I didn't do any recovery reading on this trial. But in general, it's very slow to recover for fine fetch use.
Yep. Okay, thank you.
Yes.